building.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
All right. Yes, Nina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We're going to turn it over to you and let you give us our open selection for tonight.
Okay. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. Don't leave me alone, Lord. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave us alone, Lord. Don't leave us alone while I'm on this tedious journey. Don't leave us alone, Lord. Don't leave us alone.
God,
God bless you.
And amen.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
Our opening prayer this week is going to be done by Virginia Brown.
Let us pray. Precious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Lord, first of all, to say thank you. Father, we thank you for new grace and new mercy, for your loving kindness. Father, we thank you for allowing us another opportunity to come together this Thursday night and to study and learn of you. And Father, we ask you to bless everyone that's on the line. Bless our teachers for tonight, Lord, as you go forth and pour to us. Lord, touch our heart that we may receive in our ears that we may hear. And then allow us to go forth, Lord, and be doers of your word. And share your word with others. God, and we thank you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, for it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen.
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 Thank you. Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday Night Bible Study, where we're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And our teacher tonight is going to be Reverend Maddie Richardson. So we're going to turn it right over to her.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we thank God for another Thursday night. We also thank God for the beautiful snow. And it had beautiful watching it come down. And everybody is not happy with it, but God knows what he's doing. And so we just thank God for the weather coming to us. Coming to a close. The last Thursday night that I shared with you, we were talking about being a servant. And I want to kind of pick that in with pick up in part two tonight and share with you about being a true servant. We were called to serve. But tonight we want to talk about being a true servant. And the scriptures come from John 13 chapter and verses 1 through 15. But I'm going to just read verse 4, 5, and 15 as we get started. And I'm going to give you the scripture so you can mark your Bible if you want to be able to follow along with me. One will also be Michael, the minor prophet Michael, chapter 6, verse 8. And I want to read from 1 Peter, verses 5 and 6. That would probably be the majority of what I read. But we thank God for another opportunity to share the word. And we know that God has a purpose for allowing us to come together. And as we do so, we want to just focus on what he is allowing us to be together, the purpose. Thank God for the song, too, because we don't want the Lord to leave us, and he promised he wouldn't. But as we read the scripture get started tonight, John chapter 13, and I'm going to read verse 4, 5, and verse 15. And it says, "And he rises from supper and laid aside his garment," talking about Jesus, "and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded." And verse 15 says, "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." And so basically, you know, we're going to be focusing on Jesus being our example of a true servant. So we thank God because now I want to read, let me go read Michael. We're going to read Michael 6, verse 8. The minor prophet, Michael, chapter 6, verse 8 says, "He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with the Lord." Now, I hope you are listening and connecting the dots, because Jesus is our example of what a servant is supposed to look like. And when we as born again believers, I believe that serving others is the way that we prepare ourselves to be promoted to doing the greater work that Jesus said that we will do. And also to prepare ourselves for God takes calling us to go to another level in the kingdom. And with Christ as our example, a true servant, as Christ being our example of a true servant, we should prepare ourselves by performing the lowest task there is that we can find to do. And in Jesus' situation, it was washing the feet of the disciples, which was considered the lowest thing that the servant did. But Jesus said, he said, he have shown them, he's shown us what it is that we need to do to be, he's been the example and shown us how. And it doesn't necessarily mean, I don't mean washing feet necessarily, but it means whatever need to be done, we need to be ready and willing to do it when we're helping someone else. And, the example just was that was the Lord saying for me. And he was on his way to the cross, but he took the time to show the disciples that you serve, this is how you serve others. Be willing to do whatever that needs to be done. And so as we see what God did, then it should help us to know also how to prepare ourselves and be ready to do the same likewise. And so we know that humility is a big part of it. And we cannot serve God without being humble. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And when it's in the word, it says that we're to humble ourselves, if my people. Well, let me read that. We got time. What the word say, because that's what it's all about. 7:14. If my people, talking about the believers, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And, you know, he have shown us what God requires of. That's what the prophet Michael said. He have in verse that 6:8, he said he have shown us what God requires of us, and we are to love mercy, do justly, but that's not enough. We can't stop there. Well, first of all, we know we have to operate in love if we are going to please the Father, and because God is love, and if He's love and He's in us, then we have to also let the love that He has shown toward us, we have to show that toward others. And that's the only way we can do, be a true servant, is to operate in love and show mercy. It's amazing how sometimes, you know, we think people need to be doing different than what they're doing, and if they don't do it our way, then we don't think they know Jesus and everything. But see, when we read the word, we don't have to go by what we think, because he said this is what God required. What did God require? He said, I'm going to read it again. He has shown thee, O man, what is good and what doeth the Lord require of thee. But to do justly, do what's right, and to love mercy, show forth love. And mercy is something that God showed us. We don't deserve it, but He's shown mercy toward us anyway. And He's expecting us to do the same for others. And to do and to walk humbly. And walk humbly with who? Not only do we have to walk humbly with our brothers and sisters, but He said walk humbly with thy God. And if we, that's the only way we're going to be able to pray and to do it have the attitude of humility. And because if we don't have that mindset, we will not be willing to do the lowly thing that God requires of us in order to be able to be prepared. And that's one of the reasons we're doing the thing at a service, because we're to prepare ourselves for when we're to do the greater works. And in order to do the greater works, you got to move from the position that you start out in as a believer. You cannot stay as a baby Christian and have faith to believe God to use you to heal the sick. So preparation has to be put forth in order for you to, when God, and it is God that calls us to from level to level in to do the work of the kingdom. And if we don't be willing to submit ourselves, and again, it takes humility to be able to do what He requires of us as we begin our walk with God. There will be no way that we can humble ourselves and fulfill the call to do greater things. So, and some examples that he gave me was that in order to go from being a student in a Sunday school class to being the teacher, there has to be some humility. You have to be prepared. And, and I thought, what about when you go from being a member of the mission team to God promoting you to be the team leader, to be head of the mission department? We'll not be able to do the work if we have not done A before we get to we cannot skip B and go to C, because the foundation has to be solid, and when we follow Jesus' example, we're building on a solid foundation, and we don't have to worry about whether we out of step or not. But if we get off course, go back, he said, this is what God requires of you. And when we read the word and know what he says, then we don't have to, we really don't have to question whether we're doing the right thing or not. Just follow Jesus said, what? Take up your cross and follow me. And as I said, I was talking to someone that said, the Lord let me know, we don't have to carry the weight of the cross, because he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The weight of it will taken away from us. We just need to follow Jesus by carry the cross, be willing to be a servant, and not just a servant that does certain things, but to be a true servant, we have to be willing to do anything that needs to be done that we are called to do. And then God will call us to go to another position and do greater work. And when he does that, then he will also, each time God calls us to another level in him, there's another anointing, and there's also some instruction that will come with it. All we need to do from Genesis to Revelation is the word of God, which is the will of God. And any time that we are called to do something and we have questions about it, we're not sure that, and a lot of times, the Spirit be nudging us, and that even been maybe prophetically spoken over us, and we say, I don't qualify. I don't think I can do that. That's not a bad place to be, because we, without Christ, we can't do it. Without the blood covering the sin, and without the Holy Spirit being our comfort and our guide, we will not be able to do the greater work. But Jesus said we can do it. So we have to start with A and prepare ourselves, so when the time comes that we're ready. And sometimes the calling comes, God calls us to go into a leadership role, but it's not for us to do it at that moment. But I believe it's like to give us an ideal of what's ahead, that we can prepare ourselves to be ready when it's time to move into it. But when he called to go to the road of leadership, then if we've done the thing that we need to do, and again, we need the right attitude. So is we need to operate in humility, walk with God and man in a state of humility, but also have an attitude of humility, and where we are willing, because in the Old Testament, and I don't know where to find it right this minute, but it do say if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the fat of the land or the good of the land, depending on which part you read it. But God will call us to a leadership role in the body of Christ when he know we're ready. But then if we don't feel comfortable and ready to move forward, then we may take a little bit longer before he can show us that if we trust him, he's the one that's got to do the work through us. But we have to come to that place where we trust God. We believe the word, we trust God, and then we are able to move on. And in doing so, we happen to build and advance the kingdom of God. And that's the purpose. If we don't do that, why are we here? What is our purpose if we are not following the instruction that God has given us in the word, or following Jesus as an example of what a true servant looked like? And we are to be is what you said. He came not to be served, but to be a servant. And we have to understand that that's our role also. We're not supposed to come to be set up on a pedestal, but that we need to be able, be willing to be at the lowest of the low and know that God will exalt us. And I believe in as we read 1 Peter, it might talks about God doing the exalting. But what we want to get is that as a believer, when we're born again, the one thing we need to do is submit ourselves to God as a servant of the Most High God for whatever is needed to help build a kingdom. And in doing so, the work that we do will speak for us and be recorded and that as fruit for on our record, and we will know how to continue to follow Christ. And in doing so, then we please God, and when we please Him, that's one of our purpose for being here, is to, and we do it in spirit and in truth, learning to walk in the spirit and learning to walk in truth, and we can please God when we do that. Otherwise, if we're not walking in humility, this will not happen. But when we're willing to, whatever God say, we say amen. And if God say, who will go for me? What did the prophet say? Here am I, send me. We need to be willing to be sent to do whatever, whenever, and wherever is pleasing to God, that wherever He see the need. And one other thing is like, as we accept, we humble ourselves. I would just say other thing, and I want to make sure I say this because He gave it to me. How can we go from being a member of a church to being the pastor of a church if we are not willing to be a servant? It won't happen, because when God calls us and being a true servant is a natural overflow from our intimate relationship with the Father. And when He calls us and we say yes and become, like I say, willing and obedient, the Star tells us, obey God and leave the consequences to Him. We will not only be blessed, but the thing that touches my heart a lot of times reading the scripture, it said not only would I be blessed, but it said my children and my children's children to as many generations. And I'm telling you, when I see that, that touched my heart and make me want to hurry up and find out how to serve God, because I'm not going to be blessed, but He said for as many generations as they be, that is my seed, or the fruit of my womb, it will also walk in blessing. And sometimes that God will be protecting the children and keeping them until they come to the fact where they know that they need to begin to pray and seek God for guidance Himself. And they may not even know why they're being blessed, why they're being kept, why they're being protected. But if we obey God as and he is our Father, and He's given us children, many of us, and what we need to know is if how we desire to be a blessing to our children, then just think about how greater the blessing that God wants to bless us with. And not only does He want to bless us, He's already proved that He loves us by giving His Son, but He not only wants to do it, but sometimes we may want to and not able to. But God is able to fulfill every promise in His book that He made to us. So if He say He's going to bless Him, David said it beautifully. He said, I once was young and now I'm old. Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. And I think we need to take all this to heart and know that no matter what's going on in the world around us, what does God require of us? And if we fulfill the requirement that He has for us, He is going to fulfill the promise that He's made to us. We thank God tonight for everyone on the line. Pray that you connect the dots, grab hold of the cross, and follow Jesus, because that is a safe way, and that is a secure way to stay under the umbrella of Psalm 91. God bless you. Turn it back over to Robert.
Reverend Richardson, the scripture you wanted was Isaiah 1 and 19.
Okay.
If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's in King James, Isaiah 1 and 19.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, moving right along. Thank you, sis, for those words. Our 30 seconds tonight is going to be done by Deborah Jackson.
Okay. Deborah Jackson, my 30 seconds is live confidently. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Live confidently. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. Psalms 23:1-2. Nothing is going to happen to you ever that will catch Jesus Christ by surprise. He is able to help his sheep work through anything, and not a single event will happen in the future that can change that. That is why he commands us to be of good cheer and not to let our hearts be troubled, but instead to live with expectancy of what will happen on this earth. John 16:33. Live confidently. Live confidently in the light of Christ's imminent return. If you have put your faith in him, even the tough times can be a magnet that draws you closer to God, draws you closer to the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd, and you are a beloved sheep of his flock. Be careful as you close your eyes tonight. Your shepherd keeps watch, and nothing tomorrow brings will catch him by surprise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful, yes. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up for inputs and updates.
This is Janet. I just want to thank everybody for their prayers for my husband. His surgery went well, and he has recovered well and doing great. So I just want to thank God for your prayers.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Deborah Jackson, please pray for the bereaved family, the bereaved family of the Jackson and Parker. I just lost my sister-in-law Monday.
This is Lorraine. I would request prayer for my brother. He had a attack on last night. He was in the hospital, but he was discharged today. But please continue to keep him in your prayers. His name is Willis Mitchell.
Okay, moving right along. No input. We'll go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We had 35 people on the line last week. We thank God for each and every one. This time we're going to roll call. Here. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Like a feedback. Janet.
Here.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Robert and Horst.
Here.
Oli.
Here.
Glory.
Here.
Reverend Manny. It's a feedback.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Gracie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sandra Mangum.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Ben.
Who?
Yes. Okay. Jeff Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Jenna Carlin. Chris and
here.
Okay. Jefferson.
Here.
Carlin.
Here.
Charlotte. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Ashante.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
Kenneth Strong.
Here.
John.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. Tanya White.
Michael here.
Here. And Lisa.
Say that again.
Fran.
Here. You said Lisa?
Lisa.
Here.
Evelyn C.
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Yeah, Winnie.
Okay, thank you.
Pastor Burwell here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, back to you, Uncle Robin.
Thank you. Okay, before we turn it over, Pastor Burwell, for our closing prayer, next week our opening prayer will be done by Deborah Bradford, and our 32nd will be done by Gracie Jordan. Thank you. Moving along, we'll turn it right up to Burwell for our closing prayer. And we ask everybody to put your phone on mute.
Thank you.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again tonight for another Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to hear your word and listen to what you have to say. We thank you for our teacher tonight, God, bringing us the word of God and giving us instruction how to be a servant. Lord, we want to be a good servant of you. Lord, I thank you for this day. God, that you allow us to be here. Close us in our right mind, God, and the blood still running warm in each one of our veins. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. You said, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. We thank you. We thank you. We appreciate you, God, for everything, God. We thank you for our family, God. We thank you for our children, God. We ask you to watch over over them, God, even in school, God, Lord, even at home, God, Lord, and continue to bless them and use them for your glory. Lord, if we have committed any sin in our life, we ask you to move it out, God. Strengthen us. Help us to be obedient to your command, Lord. Oh, God, and walk upright and shun evil, Lord. Lord, we want to do the things that you have us to do. We want to be pleasing to you, God. Bless every one of us, God, spiritually, financially, God. Whatever their needs are, God, you promise to supply their need, God. If they need strength, if they need healing, God. Lord, you are a healer. You are a healer, God. You heal without the aid of medicine. You said, by your stripes, we are healed. We believe in you, God. We trust you, God. You said, lean not to our own understanding. You tell us in all thy ways. Acknowledge you, God, and you will direct our path. We thank you for directing us this day, God, and I thank you in advance, God. Remember all the requests tonight, God. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless, God. Remember the bereaved family, God. Be with us, God. You said, let not our heart be troubled. You told us to believe in you, God. Lord, you are able to take care of us and comfort us, God, and give us that peace that we need, God. Lord, as we travel up and down the dangerous highway, watch over us, God, from danger, unseen danger, God. Lord, take care of each one of us, God, and continue to help us, God, to trust you, not to be discouraged, God, but to be encouraged to hold on to you, God. Oh, God, we look to you for our instruction, God. Lord, and ask you to fill us with more joy. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, if we need more strength, give it to us, Lord. If we need more peace, grant it to us, Lord. God, bless each and every one of us, God. Oh, God, with that depression spirit try to come, we cast it back to the pits of hell. Lord, ask you to lift us up, God. Oh, God, and help us to trust you. Oh, God, and believe, God, that you are able, God, Lord, to take care of each one of us, God. And we thank you tonight, God, for everything that you've done, every word that we heard, God. Let it sink deep in our soul, God. Lord, let it grow, God. I thank you today, God. We thank you for everything, oh, God, that you have done for us, God. You can let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, I thank you, our Redeemer, God. Lord, and I thank you, and I ask you tonight, God, watch over us, God, as we sleep tonight. Let it be sweet sleep, God. Bless everyone, God, as we go about our daily up, oh, God, a patient, God. Lord, I ask you to watch over us, God, and I thank you, and I praise your name, and we ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Closing prayer, and we'd like to thank everyone for being on the line tonight. And we look forward
I'm
to
using
having
a voice assistant to convert your voice to text and respond to you. If you want to continue, please stay on the call.
What was that?
I don't know.
It was a recording message.
Jesus.